Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a $1 million, diamond things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Here we go today. I think I have something for a lot of people today. At least I hope I do. And this is about on your journey. And this is about something that happens to us all. I mean, what happens to all of us from time to time when we get discouraged? What happens to all of us when we feel like quitting? What happens to all of us when we have that turn back moment? What happens to all of us when it don't seem like it's going to pan out? Because I want you to understand something, that everyone, every single living soul has those thoughts about something at some point in their life. I mean, you know, look, I've oftentimes been discouraged about things not happening as fast as I'd like them, or things don't pan out the way I would like for them to have panned out. I mean, there's so many ways to get discouraged. But what my encouragement to you is, when discouragement comes, is understand this. It is a part of the growth process. It is a test. It is a test of your faith. How bad you want it? Do you really believe? That's all faith is. It's simply, and I've said this how many times, faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. So when discouragement comes, setbacks comes, it is a test of your faith. At least it's been that way for me. Now, other people can explain it another way. I'm not other people. I can only give it to you the way it's come to me and throughout my life. And man, oh, man, oh, man, discouragement sometimes is tough to deal with. Because it seems at times when you are discouraged that it's so absolute that this means the end. And if you allow it to set in, it can be just that, the end of you. When merely it was a test. That's all it is. But the majority of people that I know who are not successful or who have told me the story of how they gave up, it was because at a moment of discouragement that they allowed it to set in and it became so engulfing that it became the reason why you shouldn't finish. And then they started justifying it with, hear the one that I hate to hear. Well, if it's God's will, excuse me, if it's God's will that you fail, if it's God's will that you're not successful, if it's God's will that you lay down and give up, it's God's will that you allow yourself to amount to not reach your potential, that's God's will. That's not the God I know. That's not the God I serve. That's not the God I've read about. That's not the God I believe in. I'm sorry. My mother always taught me something, that he didn't bring me this far to leave me. I just don't believe that. Not for a second. Now, have I convinced myself of some things? Yep. Have I allowed the devil to come into the picture and paint a different one for me? Yep. Yep. I've done all of that. But you can't blame that on God now. Come on. So when discouragement comes, try to look at it, if you can, as a test of your faith. And you merely have to pass the test. It could be for a day, a half a day, a few hours, a week, a few weeks. It don't matter. Don't nobody know how long the test period is. Your job is to keep the faith and keep moving. Keep the faith and keep moving. Keep working. Keep believing. Keep hope alive. That's your job. If you do that, that's how you pass the test. It could be over tomorrow. It could be over in 2 weeks. It could be over in a month. You don't know. But all you got to do is wake up and keep the faith and fight the discouraging feelings. And how do you do that, Steve? Now, here we go. This is the part I know about for sure. Because how many times I've had to fight off discouragement in order to get to where God wanted me to be. What do you do when you become discouraged? Well, I think of the outcome. When I get discouraged about a task, I think about the outcome. Man, what would it be like if I were to complete the task? what would it be like, man? What would the outcome be for me if I hung on in there? If I didn't give up? If I imagine if I don't give up, what would it be like? Man, suppose everything I'm hoping for comes true. But if I don't quit and give up, that might just be the case. I start talking to myself like that. I think of what the upside is. What's the upside to staying with it? You see, all this is the same thing. I'm just giving you different ways to look at it. I'm saying the exact same thing over and over, but I'm just trying to find the switch that connects in your mind where you can say, okay, man, I'm gonna hang in there. Because if you think of the outcome and the outcome is appealing to you, if you imagine what it would be like if you don't give up or you don't quit, if you think only of what the upside is to staying with it, and then I go, where can this lead to? If I stay with it, man, and the outcome comes true, where else could that lead me to? Because, I mean, there's always more to it. So where else could this lead me to? What are the possibilities, man? What are the limitless possibilities? What could God possibly have in store for me if I just hang in there, if I pass this test of faith? If I just pass this test, now it ain't going to be the only one, but you got to get past this one, though. Then you're going to hit a smooth plane. Then it's going to be another one. It's going to be another one. Life ain't nothing but a series of tests, man. Man, when you're thinking about giving up, when you're discouraged, think of the outcome. Imagine what it would be like if you don't quit, if you don't give up. What's the upside to staying with it? Where can this all lead to? What can this get you to? If you do this and you get to where you think you want to be, oh my God, what's after that? What are the limitless and endless possibilities of holding on to your faith? What could really be out there for me, man, if I just pass this test? You got to talk yourself into hanging in there.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me clear my throat. And let me clear my throat. Hey. Oh, the way I had that hip hop ass moment from.
I love that.
Okay. That is my jam, okay. Man.
Yeah.
So let me clear my throat. Hey. I cleared it. I'm here. Thank God for that. Thank God for the ability to clear my throat. Yeah. Ain't nobody here but me and Cheryl and Carla. That's it. And Mouth of the South is here, but y'all don't have to hear how south the mouth really is. She country now. Lord, Lord have mercy.
That's
name
accurate.
Is Mississippi Monica. Lord have mercy. She love everything that is Mississippi. Everything.
Yep.
Catfish country. Lord have mercy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show starring Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica, and myself.
The ladies, one and only Steve today? Harvey.
Man, please understand. My wife Paige says she's married to the one and only.
Yes, she is, Mrs. Harvey. Yes, you are.
You know what she had the nerve to tell me the other day?
What?
Steve, somebody like me had to marry you because you a lot.
Well, does she lie? Was any of that a lie?
Just no lies.
I wanted to go.
No lies.
Wait a minute.
Told.
I'm a lot.
That's what you said?
Yeah. Yeah, we had this real conversation. I went, I'm a lot. She said, but Steve, but you a lot too, though. No, not near as much as you.
Well, women are a lot anyway. I mean, we're a lot.
Then I end up agreeing with her. What the hell you thought? What would you think? I'm gonna keep arguing? That ain't gonna work out.
No, not in your favor. No, it's not.
Hey, Steve, what do you think today in 22? What's the best way to break up with someone? The best way. And leave texting out of it, please.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not the best way to do it. It's the best way to break up with somebody has been the best way to always break up with somebody.
And what is that?
Yeah, just drive off.
Oh. Get in your car.
Hey, man. Drive off, dog. Hey, man. My strong is to drive off and relocate.
Get out of state.
And disappear from social media and go on, man, and start over, dog.
Because you know,
cannot just let it go with the woman because they want closure.
Closure, right. We still want closure, yeah.
And that's going to produce another argument that you're not capable of and another discussion that you're not capable of because you ain't in touch with your emotions the way they want you to be. And now, not only are you senseless and heartless and non-thoughtful, now you're stupid.
Right. And you're still, with all that, you're still just driving off.
Drive off, dog.
That's it.
All right. You heard it right here on the one and only Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right. Thank you, Steve. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. It is time to run that prank back. You're in for the nephew today.
Yeah, this is about truck driver. Breaker 190, the truck driver. This Johnny Joe on the steels and wheels of ones and twos on the CB radio. This truck driver, y'all going, come on, run it, Ken.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Franklin.
Yeah, this is Franklin.
Hey, Franklin, how you doing? This is Roosevelt giving you a call from Human Resources.
Human Resources? Hey, what's up, Roosevelt? What can I do for you?
All right, man. I'm calling you from Human Resources, Global Transit Partners, where you've been driving trucks for us for quite some time now. What are you 6.5 years right now?
Man, I'm 8.5 years. You're 2 years short, baby.
Okay, 8.5 years. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Enjoying this road life, man. I love working for you guys, man. The benefits is there. I mean, I'm surprised to get a call from you. I mean, hope everything.
Well, I'm sure you're on the road right now. You're probably driving. I wanted to give you a call. And is this a bad time? Or can you talk right now?
Yeah, I actually pulled over, man. I had to get something to eat, man.
Okay. So listen, let me tell you what's going on here with GTP. What we're doing is we are doing some job exchange, and some of the drivers that we have been pulled out of a pool, and some of you guys are going to be actually driving in different places now. So for the next 6 months, within the next 30 days here, Franklin, you're going to be driving trucks in South Africa. You're going to be for about six months. You're going to drive in South Africa.
Hold on. Yeah, listen, I ain't got no problem with South Africa, but y'all, I'm not going to no South Africa. I don't even know how to drive on the right hand side of the road, man. I love Africans. I love everything about Africa, but I'm not going. I got a family out here in the United States of America, and you're trying to tell me I got to go to South Africa. Come on, man. What type of shit are you on, man?
It's part of the job exchange is what it is, man.
I don't know what type of job exchange I got going on, man. I don't want to be part of that job exchange. No, I'm not going to no damn South Africa. This is not happening, man.
Listen to me, Franklin. 6 months and you'll be back in the States, okay? Let me say
this
to you.
What type of National Geographic program y'all got going on, man? I don't know what y'all got going on that y'all calling me. I'm in the middle of the parking lot trying to eat me a cheeseburger from being on the road all night, and you talking about sending me to South Africa. What type of shit are you on, man? This some foreign exchange program y'all got going on? I'm not being part of this shit. You pulled my name out of a pool like it was a Susu to come tell me that I'm up to be driving in South Africa. This must be a joke. No, I'm not.
This is a good thing though, Franklin. I think you're gonna like it.
No, it's not a good thing. What are you telling me? It's a good thing. I got wife and kids. What the f- are you talking about South Africa? Do they even have roadways out there? I'm not going to South Africa. Are you serious? I'm not hearing this correct, brother. I'm not hearing this correct, Mr. Roosevelt. My kid plays baseball, and you're telling me to go to South Africa? Are you serious?
Okay, Franklin, hear me out here, man. Like I said, they pull names out of a pool, and you and about 15 other guys are going to be going to different parts of the world.
What type of pool you pulled it in? You better put me back in the shallow part. You going to the deep end pool? Man, get the f***. I'm not going to South Africa. I am not going to South Africa. I'm not taking no malaria shots. I don't even got a passport. You want me to go to South Africa?
Well, listen to me, Franklin. We're going to get you all the shots you need within the next 30 days, so you'll be set to go. You
know, I'm not going to go to South Africa, and Trump won't let me back in the country because of y'all. I'll quit right now. I'm not going to South Africa.
It's a job exchange, Franklin. Okay, let me say, what type of job exchange?
So what are we exchanging? You bringing South Africans over here, and then you bringing me over there? Y'all, my wife is not going to be happy about this. I'm not going. My son plays baseball.
Okay, but can I tell you this? That your salary actually doubles the 6 months while you're over there?
Don't try to tell me about that in South African dollars. Or American dollars. What is it?
Franklin. Franklin, it will be American dollars.
I'm not going to no South Africa. I am not going. Matter of fact, this is my last day in the road. Y'all can come pick up this rig in the parking lot because I'm not going to South Africa. I don't care how you spell it or you say it, I ain't going.
Listen, you've been with the company eight-plus years, and I just got to tell you, you are obligated. You've been chosen out of a pool. All you have to do is 6 months. You're going to get paid double. Your family's going to be fine. You'll be back.
And I ain't obligated to do shit, but drive a truck like I do every day. I'm not going. You can't tell me about being obligated. Let me tell you what I'm obligated to do. I'm obligated to throw this truck in fourth gear and drive right through your human resources window because I ain't going to South Africa. And I keep telling you that. I told you that since you got on the damn phone. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay. But let me ask you something, Franklin. You've been here with us for 8-some years, man. You don't want to continue your job here with the company?
I don't give a about this job right now, trying to send me overseas like you're setting me up for something. I ain't going. Matter of fact, let me turn this truck on right now. I'm coming down to see you, Mr. Roosevelt.
Okay, well, hold on now. Do you know Jermaine Rivers?
Yeah, I know Rivers. What do you got to do with it?
Okay, let me go on and say this, Franklin. This right here that you talking to is nephew Tommy. And your boy Rivers got me to prank phone call you. You just got pranked by your boy Jermaine Rivers.
Oh, that mother... Wait till I see... Rivers. So you ain't no Roosevelt, and I ain't got to go to South Africa.
No.
Oh, my God. This nephew Tommy, man, I be listening to y'all on the road. Oh, Rivers, you want to play around? I'll put some sugar in your.
All right, Franklin, before we leave, man, tell me this. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. All right. You see how we're starting off ignorance. All right. Thank you, Steve. Coming up next, Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, a juror in the R. Kelly case had a panic attack. In sports entertainment news, Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver has been suspended for 1 year and fined $10 million by the NBA. And in music news, we lost a Chicago native and world-renowned jazz music legend. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to Ask the CLO. This one's from Raquel in Newark. Raquel writes, I just got married and my husband and I have a new home. We picked out all of the finishes for the house, but then he surprised me with all new furniture. The living room and the primary bedroom are completely furnished and I hate it all. I hate it.
I hate it.
He thinks he's got style, but it is awful. How did I get him to return it?
Well, you're just going to have to say, sweetie, look, I love you. I appreciate the gesture. Mm-hmm. It was so thoughtful of you. Man, what a nice thing to do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as we picked out this house together and we started this process, I wanted you to allow me to have more of a say-so. Yeah. And the furniture you picked out, I can't live with it. I'm not going to be happy with it. It's going to affect my mood in the bedroom. It's going to affect my mood in the living room. I just do not like it. And I try, but I'm so appreciative of the fact that you did it. Keep the appreciation high, but you have to express your disdain for that damn furniture.
What is it looking like in there?
Well, here's what you could do. Like, y'all be kissing and stuff going up the steps, and he think it's going to be good. And then when you walk in the bathroom, when you walk in the bedroom, stop kissing it and throw up.
Seriously? Because she hates the furniture.
Yeah. Stop kissing him. Turn around. Hurry up. Put your finger in your throat. Don't let him see that.
And just hurl.
Vomit in the throat. And then just say, it's the bedroom, baby. It's the bedroom. It's going to happen. And every time you go in there, same damn thing.
And he'll get the message. Just don't throw up on the furniture so you can take it back.
Take it back. You'll be stuck with it.
Right.
That's good advice, Steve.
All right. Anna in Dover says, I am dating a man that has two dogs, and he has no problem with the dog sleeping with us. But I do. He lets them lick his face and all around his mouth and everything. And then he wants me to kiss him afterwards. He wants to kiss me afterwards. It's foul and unsanitary. Is this a red flag?
Is it a red flag?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a red flag or not, but the whole room on fire.
What do you mean?
We passed the red flag. You licking dogs in the mouth, letting them lay in the bed with you, then he want to lick you in the mouth. Nah, we ain't doing this here, partner. I'm going to tell you what. You love them dogs way too much, and that's fine. But I ain't finna stop dating him. I'm not coming over there sleeping with no dog. I'm not kissing you after a dog has kissed you in your mouth. Dog licks themselves and other dogs. And we not doing this. Period.
But
meet you, but not, you don't know what, Shirley.
Well, why are you so mad at me? I'm just kidding.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just waiting on this next statement. Watch. Go ahead and say it. Don't try to fix it.
Because you know they say dogs' mouths are cleaner than humans.
Who told y'all that?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Who is they? Stop talking to white people. Y'all believe everything white people tell y'all. And a black person told you that. Has your grandmama ever said that to you? No.
No.
Has your mother ever said that to you? No.
No.
Stop listening to these white people tell y'all stuff.
They're not
nasty ass dogs sitting up in here eating, licking boo-boo and eating stuff off the ground and licking themselves and sniffing each other's booty and then putting their mouth on your mouth. How the hell that's clean?
Okay.
If you did have the stuff a dog did with his mouth, would you consider your mouth clean?
But we're different. We're humans. They're animals.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Cheryl. Then that's what the chief love officer's answer was.
I'm not
Here's
okay.
What Shirley,
you need to calm it down.
Y'all, I'm talking very calm. Here's what people could do. Y'all could do what the CLO said, or you could take Shirley's advice and know that dogs' mouths are cleaner than ours.
I am not a veterinarian.
What do you
I'm saying
say?
Shirley's just repeating. I've heard that too from different veterinarians.
Yes.
There are black veterinarian doctors.
There are black veterinarians. What black veterinarian you heard say that?
Why do I have to have a specific name?
Why is he?
Well, I'm adamant and passionate about what I'm saying. Is Eric Thomas mad when he talks? No, he's adamant and passionate. And people always talk about Eric Thomas, he's so mad. No, the brother's passionate. Okay.
Next.
Okay, listen to this.
But you have a dog.
Stop listening to white folks.
You made a song out of
it. Yeah, how about that? God. You want a Disney record?
You... Sir, all right, Gail in Valdosta, we're moving on, says, my husband and I were at a charity fashion show, and the final scene was swimwear. All of the models were really beautiful and had banging bodies, banging bodies. He was smiling from ear to ear, and I noticed he had an erection. He's 38. Is this normal or is this weird? Now I can't hear you. Before you were really loud, I could hear you. What did you just say?
I just said, hell yeah, it's normal. What you mean it's normal? When you arrive, he's 38, yeah. What?
He's sitting next to his wife.
What? They, wasn't they walking past him?
But what does that mean? Every beautiful woman that walks past him, this is going to happen? He'll get an erection?
What? What's all the sighing about? What?
Let me try to find the nicest way to say
it. I need the same passion that you talked
about.
They were
at
a
charity
fashion show. Yes.
Yes.
This was not the one in Paris or New York where they hire professional models. These were grown ass women coming down there with swimsuits on with banging breasts out, stuff
that
jiggling, little stretch marks, you know, real thickness, you know, little bit of cellulite, you know, little crinkle, you know, that real stuff.
Grown woman body.
They came by my boy, God, dog. Look at Woo!
He was doing all that.
That boy on the
next
inside.
Next to his wife.
On the inside. Boy, I wish you'd have been in there. You'd have thought,
right,
HBCU. You thought it was halftime at HBCU.
What?
Thank you. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The judge dismissed one of the jurors in the R. Kelly trial. The woman complained of a panic attack. She told the judge how she could not, quote, go on 1 minute more. The trial started 4 weeks ago. One of the alternate jurors replaced the panic attack juror. He is a man in his 60s. The 12-person jury panel now has 7 women and 5 men.
Yeah, he won't do this no more.
No, the woman had the panic attack, and then they replaced her.
She ain't want to do it no more.
No more.
She was done. Yeah, I think she was done as well. Yeah.
Y'all know he get mad. I can't do this no more.
Right. Exactly.
All right. And in sports entertainment news, Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver has been suspended for 1 year and fined $10 million by the NBA as the league investigates allegations that Sarver has a history of racist, misogynistic, and hostile incidents over his nearly 2-decade tenure overseeing the franchise. The investigation revealed that Sarver repeated or purported to repeat the N-word on at least 5 occasions spanning his tenure with the Suns. The investigation also concluded that Sarver used demeaning language toward female employees and cursed at employees in ways that would be considered bullying under present workplace standards. Under the NBA's 1-year suspension, Sarver cannot be present at any Phoenix Suns, NBA, or Phoenix Mercury WNBA games, practices, or team business functions. He's out of everything. The NBA said it would donate that $10 million. Donate to organizations that are committed to addressing race and gender-based issues in and outside of the workplace. So there you go. Wow. He's just in there cussing them out, calling them the N-word.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you know, I don't know how effective he could be after the 1 year suspension. The $10 million going to put a crimp in his game. $10 million is a fine for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To make $10 million.
Yeah.
It really is.
And I was reading that was the league's maximum fine. So they gave him the max.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's people out there, man. It's so much out there. You can't police it all.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we got body cams on police officers, and they so prevalent with it that some of them commit the crime right there on the body cam.
Yeah,
right. Yes.
They forget they have it on, and they just go about their business and they do it. So
like
it's hard to police it all, you know.
Really. Yeah.
For people who don't think, the Herschel Walker commercial where he talks about Warnock thinks that America is a racist country. America does suffer from racism.
Yeah.
And they got all these Democrats on their shit. And then, well, Herschel Walker, his claim is he thinks that America suffers from racism.
Yeah.
I happen to think that America is full of good people. And, well, Herschel, we think you full of sugar, honey, iced tea.
Okay.
Because, there is racism, does exist in this country. And just because your Negro behind wants to be a senator and do their beckoning will and call, you standing up there saying whatever they want you to say, don't make it not so. Mm-hmm. And that probably has nothing to do with today, but I'm telling y'all, we have got to get ready for these November elections. And
yes,
you have got to whenweallvote.org. Mm-hmm. Whenweallvote.org. We have got to get there now, because these people are doing all forms of voter suppression this time.
That's
and
right.
And they're trying to make it legal. They done moved mailboxes. They've changed zoning laws. They've stripped down the polling locations. Mm-hmm. They've made more ID requirements to get, and they've shortened the time limit that you can register to vote in order to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, these
all
Republicans
facts.
Have gotten sick to their stomach, because they bought into the big Trump lie that the last election was stolen. And so now what they're doing is, listen to me carefully, y'all. They are setting it up so they can cheat and say, this is what y'all did. That's why they holding on to the lie. So when they get busted for all the stuff they are doing in this new election, it'll all be okay. Now, ain't no politicians able to say that. But I'm not a politician. And if you don't think you that they are preparing to turn Georgia back red and Wisconsin and Michigan and Philly and every other place that flipped and Arizona and Pennsylvania and all this, if you don't think that they are red hot and determined, y'all, they are trying to prove to people of color again that voting doesn't matter. So now, when we proved to them in the last election that it did matter, that we can change the face of an election, they are now back to the business of, oh, no, you can't. And so voter suppression is real. They are doing stuff, man, this election that is so cunning, so slick, and setting them up to start taking back some positions. We cannot allow this to happen. We are voting in November. All of these Republican tactics. I'm telling you, man, nothing has made me sicker than this Herschel Walker mess. Because I know what they're doing. They, against Warnock, who is African-American, they said, let's get us an African-American. Because you know they just vote for people because they black. And let's confuse them at the polls. He played football, and we'll split the black vote, and our candidate will get in. No, it's not, because all the white people going to vote for Herschel.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Steve.
All the Republican whites and Republican blacks, too. Them, too.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll talk about LeBron James and his family on the cover of Vanity Fair right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, NBA star King LeBron James and his beautiful wife, Savannah James, are killing it on the cover of Vanity Fair. Savannah is simply stunning in all of her looks. The article features the James, LeBron, Savannah, and their children, Bronny, Bryce, and Zuri. LeBron is entering his 20th year in the NBA, and he is more than just an athlete. We all know LeBron will not just shut up and dribble. In the Vanity Fair article, LeBron and Savannah talk about their family dynamic and supporting their children's dreams. So, Steve, you know, we have to say, of course, that we love LeBron James, Russell Wilson, Jay-Z, you, Steve Harvey, of course, former President Barack Obama, and all the brothers out there who love their beautiful wives. You know, President Barack Obama just said Michelle Obama was fine just last week. Love that. So here's the question, Steve. Why is it so important to teach young men that black women are to be protected, loved, and respected? You can speak on this for sure.
Well, I mean, you know, look, as much credit as we as men get for what we do and what we provide, we get a lot of credit for being great entertainers, great performers, great business people, great athletes. We get a lot of credit for that. I don't think enough credit is given to the role that men play as husbands and as fathers. And that's important because the family dynamic has always been a target for the system. Even as far as welfare goes, you know, they won't give a mother a check. They won't give you financial aid if there's a man present in the home. So that doesn't promote male-female relationships.
Exactly.
The prison system is so misaligned with the incarceration of people of color. And all the time when this is going on, who is left holding the bag but the woman? The woman is having to hold it down and together on so many levels for so many things. And when you see the structure in place and it's working, like I think of LeBron James and all he's accomplished, but not enough focus is on the great father and husband he is. But he's that way because of Savannah. You can be a successful brother without a woman, but you'll never be a great man without a woman. There are no great men in history without women. And because women are the missing link in the ingredient. And to promote that is evident because we need more of that in our society, in our culture, promoting family, like Real Swiss and all of these other people out here that's doing it the right way.
Right. Yes,
so
all
many
right.
more. So many more. I don't have time to mention.
That's mm-hmm. true. All right. Thank you, Steve. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check your voicemail, 877-29-STEVE, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it's time to check your voicemail. If you want to leave Steve a voicemail, you can do it by calling him at 877-29-STEVE. Operators are standing by. This caller, Steve's name is Anthony. He had a question about dressing to impress.
Hey, Steve, this is Anthony. I'm just calling to get some advice. You know, you're the best guy around that dresses, I think. And I have an opportunity finally coming up for one of my dream jobs. And, you know, you kind of dress to impress. You kind of got to, you know, sell yourself. I was just trying to look for a little bit of advice.
Black okay. suit, white shirt, black tie. Black suit, white mm-hmm. shirt, black tie. Very classy, very understated, but very stateful. It makes a statement. A black suit, a white shirt, a black tie. It's non-offensive.
Mm-hmm.
It don't give a person on the other side of the desk to talk about, I don't like red. Why he wear red tie? I don't like green tie. Uh-huh. No. See, when you go in there simple, that's why you notice, Anthony, at all black tie events, all men look damn near the same, which I hate. Mm-hmm. But they all look the same. They got on that black tuxedo, that white mm-hmm. shirt, and that little-ass black bow tie. And they all sit up there. You won't see two women in that whole event with the same gown on.
Oh, if you do, it's a problem, for sure.
Because women know how to do it. Men oftentimes have to play it safe. If you go on a mm-hmm. golf course in the summertime, every last one of them dudes got on shorts.
Ooh.
All of them wear them khaki shorts, gray shorts, uh-huh. blue shorts, cargo shorts. They just don't. You got to play it safe, play it classy, play it dignified, Anthony. You cannot lose or blow the job in a black suit, a white shirt, and a black tie. You can get opinions in any other colors, but no one is upset with classic black. Mm-hmm. Nobody.
Okay.
Going to get your
classic.
Job, dog.
Yeah. All right. This caller left a message about your shirt. More wardrobe questions on the Publisher's Clearinghouse commercial, Steve.
Good morning, Mr. Bobby, in the morning crew. I just want to say that suit that you had on, the shirt that goes with that suit, I don't know if it was orange or peach, but anyway, it really, really brings you out. You look so handsome. And that peach or either orange, because my TV, it shows two different colors when the sun hit it. But anyway, you was very handsome in that. I love you in that color. No disrespect to Ms. Margie. You all have a wonderful day. Bye.
Yeah, it ain't disrespectful, uh-huh. baby, thinking I'm fine. Just go ahead with that. go on, run with that thought.
Say what now, Steve?
It ain't disrespectful to think I'm fine. Just go on and do that right there. I sure wish Tommy was here to hear this. Thank you, baby. And I just wanted to further blow my own self up. I don't really think it was a shirt you was feeling. But we just try not to be so damn disrespectful. So let's just go and leave it at the show. Thank you, baby.
Those colors were beautiful, though, Steve. You have on. They really are. They do pop off the screen. They really are nice. And people are noticing. All right, this caller, Michael.
Publisher's Clearinghouse, baby. Back in the business, yeah.
I know. Michael, this is a caller, Michael. He was a guest on your TV show a few years ago. He wanted to update you on what's been going on.
Hey, Steve. This is Michael. I was on your show about 5 years ago and won a date with the beautiful Carmelita Jeter. And just an update on myself. We did not work out. We went on one date. Unfortunately, it did not work out. But recently, I was laid off from my job and mortgage. I've been working in 10 years and interest rates went up. And now I am a stripper, exotic dancer. Just had my first show last night at a bachelorette party. Pretty crazy update. Just wanted to give you. Anyways, hope all is well. It was great meeting you, and would love to catch up sometime. Take care.
You know what's ironic? I remember him.
You remember Michael?
I remember the date set up. Uh-huh. I told her not to pick his ass. She listened to me. She picked him, went on one date, didn't work. Now he a stripper. What I mean? I saw it coming because he thought he was fine then. I don't know, 5 years later, he'd have found a way to get everybody thank you fine. Stripping at the club, get your clothes off, get naked, get your bands on your booty, right. Let's take it. Come on, let's take it.
Coming up next, prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Get this title, My Own Daughter Put Me on Blast. All right, we'll find out what that's all about. Yeah. Yeah, we'll find out what it's all about in just a few. But right now, it is time for today's prank phone call with none other than Steve Harvey. What you got, Steve? Oh, okay.
Run it, Cat. The rain.
The what?
That's it?
The rain.
It's
The ring.
Yeah. Thank you. I love when you say run it, Cat, because that's your favorite part. Yeah. Run it, Cat.
Please proceed, Cat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Denise, please.
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Denise. My name is Gavin. I'm actually the head jeweler here at Diamonds.
No, how you doing?
I'm good. You brought your ring in, what was it, last week? I actually wasn't here, but you gave it to one of my salespersons.
Yes.
And you wanted to get it resized as well as get it appraised, correct?
Yes. And you don't have to tell him I did that. So I can do the appraisal on my own.
Okay. Wow. Okay, listen. I actually did resize the ring. And,
okay.
And first of all, let me be the first to say congratulations. When is your wedding?
Thank you. I'm getting married in September.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't know how to tell you this. Now, as far as the appraisal is concerned, I've looked at your ring over and over, and this ring is probably worth maybe $50.
Excuse me?
I've been in this business for over 20 years.
But you know what? I'm confused on what you just said.
And I understand that. What I'm trying to explain to you is that I've been in this business for over 20 years. I've seen so many different pieces of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you buy late night on an infomercial for $19.99. This is a cubic zirconian stone, and the gold is not real at all. It's gold-plated.
Wait, you lost me. You lost me. As much money as my man make and as much money as my father is putting down on his wedding or has put down? And you're gonna
Ma'am, I understand everything you're saying, but Denise, honestly,
No. What I need you to do is hold on.
Wait.
I need you to hold on because we need to call Victor.
Wait, ma'am. First of all, I can't.
Hold on.
Can you slow down for a second?
Because I need you to hold on because we're gonna get on the phone. Okay.
Wait. What are you trying to do,
sir? I need you to repeat to what you just said to me. Okay,
ma'am,
that's all I need you to do.
I'm in the middle of personal stuff, ma'am.
You in it. It's personal now. So I need you to hold on, okay?
Oh, she calling her man. Okay, thank.
Hello?
Victor,
hey,
I need you to listen to this jeweler that's on the phone. I want you to hear this that he just told me.
Wait, hold on. What's the problem?
What you mean, what's the problem? He going to tell you what the problem is. Go on, head on, sir. Go on, head on.
Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
All right, my name is Gavin. I'm from Diamonds. And actually, your wife, your fiance, rather, she brought her ring in to actually be resized.
Yeah.
And we also did an appraisal on the ring for her. And actually, the ring is estimated to be only in the worth of around
$50.
Mm-hmm. $50.
That's what the man said, Victor.
$50. Hold on, Denise. Well, sir, obviously there's some sort of mistake, sir.
Now, what you got to say about that, Victor?
Hold on.
$50.
That's got to be some kind of mistake. So, what'd you say your name was, sir?
My name is Gavin. I work here at Diamonds. I'm the head jeweler here. I've been here for 20 years.
There's no way that ring is worth $50. I know what I paid for it, obviously there's some sort of mistake.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a mistake. Right. I've been dealing with jewelry. I've seen it. I can pretty much look at a ring, but I actually went into detail on this one, as I do all of them. And, sir, I promise you, this is probably maybe between $40 and $50 before it's worth its concern.
No, mm-hmm. Absolutely not. That's mm-hmm. that's impossible.
How is that impossible? He's the jeweler. You heard him say he's been doing it for 20 years. So how is that impossible? I don't understand that.
Like,
all the money that my daddy putting down on this wedding, And you're going to pay $50
for a ring? You bought a cheap ring, sir.
No, I did not buy a cheap ring.
Victor!
This is obviously some kind of mistake.
You sure got that right. You sure got that right. So what you got to say for yourself? $50?
Dennis, you cannot believe that's right. This is obviously some kind of mistake, sir.
It is a mistake. A mistake in me thinking I'm going to get married to the man of my dream.
I do have the engagement ring that was purchased and bought for your wife.
I don't think you have my ring, because if you had my ring, you wouldn't be telling me that it's worth $50.
Sir, I have the ring that your wife, your fiance brought in.
Fiance? I ain't his wife yet.
Hold on. The man's trying to explain. I'm trying to get to the bottom.
Okay, excuse me. Thank you.
So you have, I don't think you have the right ring.
Sir, I have the right ring, and what I'm letting you know, sir, is that this is something you buy on an infomercial in 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hold on, dude. You know, you gonna come at me like that? I ain't buying no damn ring on infomercial. I bought the ring from a reputable establishment. I have the receipt. I have the certificate. So obviously the mistake is on your end.
The mistake is not here. Sir, you bought a piece of junk.
He's been doing it all these years. How the hell he gonna make a mistake?
You come off telling me I bought a piece of junk. I know what I bought. If there's any mistake that's been made, it's on your end.
Sir, it's not on my end.
Victor, my dad is paying too much money for this wedding. So you doggone pay $50 for a doggone ring.
Chill. Hold on. First of all, I don't appreciate
you. Sir, I want to tell you this. This is a typical case of you trying to pawn it off on us because you bought a piece of junk for $50.
Victor, all the money that you doggone make and I get $50 worth of a ring?
Denise, hold on. Let me talk to you. Where are you calling from?
Diamonds,
I ain't never heard of that. Where is it?
Sir, your wife knows exactly where it is. She's the one that brought the ring in.
I tell you what, I'm going to come down there to see the ring that you're talking about. If it's not the ring that I gave my girl, I'm going to take $7,600 out of your because that's what I paid for the ring.
So now you want to jump on me because you bought your wife a piece of
come on now.
And you want to put it on me.
You don't tell me what the I know what the I spent on a ring, and you, I don't know what kind of you trying to pull. First of all, I don't appreciate you coming to my household trying to mess my and you want to come at me with this?
I know the ring better be real.
If I were you, Miss Denise, I would not marry somebody that's going to be.
I'm coming. I'm looking for your punk.
And you know what? You don't get the ring, it ain't right. Me and you going to go at it.
Can I say one more thing to both of you all?
I tell you what, if it ain't some that I want to hear, me and you going to have some more problems.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all just got pranked by Denise's sister.
That's why she ain't got no man today. Wow.
That's uncool, man.
Wow.
That's uncool, Tommy. You about to start some
Wow. Vic, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I will make
man.
It up
you know,
to you, baby.
You don't
I am
play with
sorry.
A black woman's ring?
I got to ask y'all something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Wow. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Wow.
She was so upset. I would have been too, though.
Yeah, girl. $50 cubic.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes these pranks, you know, I don't like commenting on Tommy pranks sometimes. As a matter of fact, can I be honest with you? I'm tired of talking about these pranks with Tommy in here. Tommy,
okay.
You need to get your ass to work.
Oh, you sound like Junior.
Now, I don't know if you on vacation. You and like Junior out. The hell y'all decide to do this at the same damn time?
You the boss. You signed off
on it. I ain't signed off on nothing.
So they just not here? They just not coming to work?
Y'all told me what they wanted to do. I ain't signed off. What was I going to tell them?
But guess who is here, though? Guess who is here? The very fine.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Mr. Steve Harvey. Okay.
Talk about me some more.
And the ladies of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Okay.
Y'all
yes. Always. Always.
Y'all find married self. Yeah.
Yes.
Off the market.
Thank you. All right. Coming up next, Strawberry Letters. Subject, my own daughter put me on blast. We'll get back into it. I mean, we'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Steve. Subject: my own daughter put me on blast. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 52-year-old married woman, but my husband and I have been at odds for a few years because he is a cheater. I never caught him, but all of his mannerisms changed and we stopped being intimate. The arguments got so bad that I stopped talking to him altogether and focused more on my kids and my promotion at work. I fill the void in my marriage with a side piece that happens to work at a car dealership, and he is as fine as frog here. He was flirting heavily with me when I bought a new SUV from him. He suggested that we break in the third row of my new truck. So we did. For weeks after that, I would drive to his job and we got busy in the third row of my truck. I'm sure his coworkers knew we were having sex, so I was taking a big risk because one of them goes to my church. I didn't care. The sex was too good and it was so much fun. But after a month of great sex, it all came to a screeching halt on the day of my 8-year-old daughter's birthday. I picked up 4 of her friends for the party at the skating rink. My daughter got on the third row of the SUV and her friends piled in. My husband drove his car, and when we got to the skating rink, my daughter gave her dad a cufflink. My husband said it wasn't his cufflink and he looked directly at me. I walked on into the skating rink and got the girl situated in the party room. My husband got all up in my face and asked what I had been doing in my SUV and where the cufflink came from. I ignored him. My daughter put me on blast, but I don't feel like I owe him an explanation. Or do I? Should I come clean with him? This letter got me upset. It really did. Because what you're not going to do, Mom, is blame the baby for your cheating. You're just not going to do that. You were messing around in your truck with a car salesman and you got busted, period. The child was absolutely justified in giving the cufflink to her dad. Of course she thought it was her dad's. I mean, this is an 8-year-old daughter, your 8-year-old daughter. She doesn't know anything about all of this. I just think you're wrong, Mom. You didn't check behind yourself. Your salesman didn't realize he left the cufflink, and you just got caught. Both of you guys, you know, basically. That's it. That's all. And it's on you. No one else but you. That's proof of your cheating. You said you never caught your husband. It was just the fact that his mannerisms changed and he cut you off. But still, no evidence. You know, there was no earring lying around, no hair, no underwear, etc. But you, my dear, left evidence. It was still, it's still double standard in this world concerning men and women, meaning you can't do what I do. And that's just the way men think. That's why he was all up in your face about the cufflink. And you still have no proof. He doesn't want you cheating on him, though. So no, you don't owe him an explanation. And please know that if you tell him the truth, your marriage is more than likely over. Men don't usually stick around when their wives and women cheat on them. I really don't see how this marriage is going to survive the cufflink. And again, you have no evidence. Steve?
Well. Shirley, did I just hear you say to a woman
what?
That she doesn't owe her husband an explanation could cheat it.
No.
I just want to double check that I hear that.
Uh-huh. You heard. Okay, I said cool. It.
Thank
in
you.
This
thank
particular...
you. That's all I need. Thank you. Thank you. Little bit of validation. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. My own so daughter welcome. Put me on blast. 52-year-old married woman, but your husband and her have been at odds for some years. Here is the opening line. Because he is a cheater. She said that in the first opening statement. They have been at odds because he is a cheater. Next statement right after that. I never caught him. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We have a loophole in the contract. We have a get out of jail free card.
Mm.
We have grounds for dismissal.
Wow.
We have unsubstantiated statements. We have all of this that I would be using right after you said I never caught him.
Mm-hmm.
Then here comes the proof she thinks she has, but all of his mannerisms changed and we stopped being intimate. You didn't mention that any of your mannerisms might have changed.
Mm.
And you didn't mention that maybe you stopped initiating sex. You just dumped it all on him in this letter. The arguments got so bad that I stopped talking to him. Now y'all ain't even talking. All together and focus more on my kids and my promotion at work. Then you said, I feel the void in my marriage with a side piece that happens to work at a car dealership, and he is as fine as frog hair. Oh, hell. You the cheater in the letter.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? What proof we have? An admission of guilt. You said this. You ain't caught him, but you said this. So now this letter has turned. When we come back, the results of the leather turning from the Chief Love Officer.
All right. Hang on, Chief Love Officer. We'll have part two of your response, Steve, coming up at 23 minutes after. Subject of today's strawberry letter, my own daughter put me on blast. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, my own daughter, put me on blast.
Mm. Yeah, this ain't the problem, though.
No.
It's this 50-year-old married woman that argued with her husband because she says her husband's a cheater. Then she turns around and says, I never caught him. Then she turned around and said, but all his mannerisms changed. And we stopped being intimate. So now, ain't neither one of y'all initiating sex at the house, you or him. And the arguments got so bad that I stopped talking to him altogether. So now, she ain't even speaking to her man at the house, and he ain't speaking to her. Everybody cool with this? You know why everybody cool with this? Because everybody doing what they want to do. Mm-hmm. I can assure you that. Because ain't no man coming in the house, you ain't talking to him and sleeping with him, and then he ain't going somewhere talking and sleeping.
One more time.
Ain't no man walking in no house with no woman that ain't talking to him or sleeping with him, and he ain't going somewhere else talking and sleeping.
I'm with you when you're right.
Who you know not finna do that?
So I don't
know. Let's move on. But then, since the arguments got so bad, they didn't stop talking. She focused more on her kids and her promotion at work. Oh no, you didn't. You said right after that, I feel the void in my marriage with a side piece. That
right.
happens to work at a car dealership, and he's as fine as frog hair, and he was flirting heavy with me when I bought a new SUV from him. Oh, so now the real cheater in this letter with proof is you, and the proof is you admitted. I don't know why you told us this. This stupidity to me, but we need people like you to keep these letters alive. So thank you.
Keep our segment going.
Yeah, this segment would have been over if it wasn't for stupidity.
So we need stupid people.
He suggested that we break in the third row of my new truck, so we did. For weeks after that, I would drive to his job, and we got busy in the third row of my truck. I'm sure his coworkers knew we were having sex, so I was taking a big risk because one of them go to my church.
Oh.
So all it took was for somebody to say, let's break in your third row. So we did. I'll be damned.
It's that easy.
I've been taking people to dinner and sending flowers and notes and boxes with gifts in it. Woof.
Being romantic.
I got to get me a back row on the truck.
Foreplay.
And one of them go to my church and I didn't care.
She didn't care.
The sex was too good and it was so much fun. But after a month of great sex, it all came to a screeching halt. On the day, my 8-year-old daughter's birthday party, I picked up 4 of her friends for the party at the skating rink. My daughter got in the third row of the SUV and her friends piled in. My husband drove his car. When we got to the skating rink, my daughter gave her dad a cufflink. My husband said it wasn't his cufflink, and he looked directly at me. Mm-hmm. Well, now, why would he look directly at you?
Come on.
Well, y'all ain't talking. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't so having sex.
So what?
Y'all ain't doing nothing.
So we got a what?
So now, he done found, your baby done found a cufflink in the car. So now he won't talk now. Oh, now you won't have a conversation. At the damn skating rink.
Right.
I walked into the skating rink and got the girl situated in the party room. Mm-hmm. My husband got all up in my face and asked me what I had been doing in my SUV and where the cufflink came from. I ignored him, as you should. My daughter put me on blast. Well, your daughter didn't really put you on no blast. Your daughter found a cufflink. Mm-hmm. And know that cufflinks is normally she seen her daddy with a cufflink on.
Right.
And brought her daddy, here go, your cufflink.
Right.
Because the baby don't know y'all having marital issues. She knows something ain't right. Because y'all acting a little strange with each other. Wonder how come my mom and daddy don't never talk like your mom and daddy.
Yeah.
But
kids,
we
know.
Already know why. Because y'all out there screwing other people. So y'all ain't got to talk. You been on that back row of that damn truck. Just messing it all up. It's losing value. Your truck is losing value. And even if you take that same damn truck back to that car dealership with that same salesman you bought it for, he know that the third seat is damaged. So now you ain't even going to get true blue book value for your damn car.
Because
he already know. I'm telling you, this salesman know what's been happening back there in that back seat.
Yeah.
Should I come clean with him?
It's over.
Come clean. Hell no. What's wrong with you? You stupid.
Anyway.
For the first time, Shirley said, and this is why I'm using this. Shirley, who adamantly always promotes the truth. Shirley, who always adamantly promotes being true to the other person.
Honestly.
Shirley, who always wants to know why men lie. To sit up here and told this woman not to say nothing. That is a form of a lie. And I support that.
You should 1,000%.
Hell no, you don't owe him no explanation.
Okay.
What cufflink? You ain't never been on the third row, and you don't know who been back there. Some serviceman been back there or something. And it is a serviceman because he was servicing you.
We gotta go. Post your comments on the Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, a young college student needs your advice. His name is EJ. EJ wrote on Facebook, somehow the fact that my girlfriend and I have an intimate relationship became big upsetting news. My parents invited us on a weekend vacation and apparently assumed that we would want separate rooms. When we left, they got all in their feelings and offended because they'd paid for a third room without ever asking us. Now it's all kinds of awkward, even though we're both adults and in college. I know they're old-fashioned, but come now, come on. I'm not even sure we should go now. How much more awkward does this have the potential to be, to get, assuming we even go through with it now?
Well, listen to me, young man. First of all, it's called playing the game. Mm-hmm. Go on a vacation, let them take the extra room, set your girl stuff up in her room,
you set your stuff up in your room. At night, y'all gonna do what y'all gonna do, because y'all already doing it. You're not going to stop. And now the parents, with this being appalled, you can be appalled, but this is the reality of what happens now. They off in college. You invited them to go on vacation together with y'all.
Right.
What y'all thought was going to happen? So listen to me, young man. This is how you play the game. Play the game. Say, Mom, Dad, you're absolutely correct. We're just going to go and we'll have a great time. Y'all going to be tucked all up under each other. And then tonight, your old ass Mom and Daddy going to go to bed. Go on over there to the room, dog. Now, you ain't going to be able to get up earlier than them. So they gonna find out your ass ain't in the room. So now there's no way you can get up earlier than old people.
Nope.
So they gonna find out. Just say, hey, Mom, I was over there. We was watching movies and I fell asleep. My bad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. But go and do the respectable thing and just play the game.
Yeah, because a lot of old school parents feel that if you're not married, you shouldn't be sleeping in the same room.
Listen, when college students come around us, Dad, can my girlfriend come here? Dad, can my boyfriend come here?
And, yeah, because you got grown kids, Steve. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've had them all the way through. They're welcome to come. Now, they can't stay in your room out of respect for my house.
Right.
I got what y'all may be doing, but here's your room over here, and here's her room over here. Now, if y'all want to sleep with each other, then y'all need to go get a room. Just respect the house.
Because
I'm not finna be in my house and hear sounds. That ain't what we finna do.
All right, Steve. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about divorce. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Harvey Morning Show.
Actor and singer Tyrese is going through a messy divorce from his estranged wife, Samantha. Tyrese doesn't want to pay spousal support. He wants their prenup enforced, and he's requesting joint physical and legal custody of their daughter. Well, the other day, Tyrese went live on IG, and he was talking about when other people are in your business. Take a listen.
It takes two to tango. Your mama, your daddy, your whoever could be all in your ear talking about your husband every day. And it takes you to listen to it, it takes you to believe it, and it also takes you to see things through the lens that your mama wants you to see things through. You see what I'm saying? When you're an adult, you're gonna listen to a lot of people. Why you with him? Why he ain't never home? Girl, I would never let nobody treat me and talk to me like that. Everybody got something to say about your marriage and your relationship. But they would take your man in a minute. They would take your man in a hop, skibbity, jumpity minute. They talking about your life, but they actually want your life.
Okay, Jody.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what to say.
I've known Tyrese for a long time. All I have to say is everybody got something to say if you're going to provide them something to say. Mm-hmm. See, if you would just quit giving people stuff to talk about, less people would be in your business talking about it. Mm-hmm. I just don't think you can solve your marriage or fix your troubles online.
I think
you fix it with communication and counseling.
Mm-hmm. What is this thing, Steve, about people putting their personal, intimate business out for the world to see on social media? What is that?
I don't, you know what I think it is with a lot of people?
Uh-huh. Okay.
A lot of people think, first of all, we care. Mm-hmm. That's first. That as if somebody care. Like, we ain't got enough of our own.
Yeah.
And then,
but
the
people
average
do care,
person that goes live, uh-huh, they really think they ass is deep.
I know exactly what you mean. They're profound.
I think it's a lot of people talking, uh-huh, because they think what they saying, mm-hmm, ain't ever been said before. I'm finna say something so profound, uh-huh, to show people the depth of what I'm thinking and to show them what I'm going through.
Right. Mm. Right. And Carla, I don't think people care unless you put it out there for them to care. We wouldn't even know.
Well, how what I'm saying know? Is people care, you know, about what I mean? Celebrities. They're nosy. That's about true. Celebrity business.
They do.
Yeah. So that's why these websites and TMZ and
that's
all this
very
stuff
true.
Exists because people are nosy about celebrities and then they want
that's
to
true.
Throw darts or give their opinions about it. But I think what Steve is saying is don't give them a pin to stick you with. You don't have to reveal
everything. That's what I'm saying.
Celebrities, celebrities have the ability to draw more clicks.
Right. Right.
But if that's they your do. Objective is mm-hmm. to get clicks, then just...
Then that's
look,
not
man,
real. That's fake.
I don't understand the pouring out of yourself to the public, airing out your dirty laundry in public.
Celebrity or not.
And then the other thing, right, celebrity or not. And this ain't about Tyrese. This is about anybody.
Yeah.
Well, all we're hearing is your side.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please know there is another side.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And like my mother and father used to tell me all the time, it's three sides to every story. It's your side, it's they side, and it's the truth.
And the truth, right.
And you need to hear both sides before you know the truth. People kill me just blurting out they way.
Right.
Because if you hear that other person's story, Hey, bruh, you might not be the little smelling like a rose you think you are. You might be a little bud of garlic for all you know.
All right. All right, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles finds itself in a tough spot just 24 hours after rapper PNB Rock's murder. It's a crisis many businesses are facing amid a violent crime wave. When and how to resume normal operations? According to TMZ, the Roscoe's where the rapper was killed was open for business on Tuesday. The restaurant was fully functioning and had been cleaned after Monday's horrible incident. Prior to the shooting, PNB's girlfriend posted a picture of the couple's meal with their location, and that's when police say that after that he was a target for a robbery and when he was shot and killed. This is really, really such a sad, sad story. You can't even go out for a meal.
It's a horrible state that we live in.
It really is, Steve.
I mean, you know, posting this stuff, and you know, everybody trying to blame this girl for posting.
That's what people do.
We just took a picture of some food. Mm-hmm. How would you think so harmless that if I take a picture of a plate of chicken and some waffles, that somebody gonna come in here and kill us?
Who thinks like that?
So I wish everybody would stop blaming this young girl. She's going through enough. She was right there when the kid got killed. We live in, man.
Man,
this world right here is so sick. And we got, and our young men, we are losing our young men to these types of actions of violence without any forethought to consequences in the future and all disregard for human life.
That's right.
Jesus.
All right. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Here we go, Steve. Would you rather go on a silent meditation retreat for a week, or would you rather spend a weekend with someone who doesn't know when to stop talking? We know what you're going to say. Either silent meditation for a partner.
Yeah, I'm going to go out there, give me a fishing rod, and just be out there fishing and chilling. But when you don't know when to stop talking.
Uh-huh. But just you're with talking. You're with someone.
Well, I know somebody like that right now to just run his day, and he a guy too, and talk all the time. He can't shut up. I ain't never seen nothing like it.
Have you ever said that?
I don't even like men
him?
Like that. Yeah. I say,
have
dog.
You ever said shut up or be quiet?
Yeah, dog,
or...
dog. You can't say everything you think.
Wait, hold up. You said that to someone?
Because we say that to you on a regular filter.
I'm in shock right now.
I give my thoughts of what I'm thinking, but I don't sit up and go, ooh, man, I'm breathing.
Oh, it's every thought.
Yeah. Man, well, whose coffee cup was that?
All right.
Ooh,
would
man,
you rather?
I don't know what all I got to do today. Man, nobody give a damn. Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have everything you eat be too salty or not salty enough?
No, not salty enough.
Yeah, me too. No matter how much.
No, that too salty is horrid.
Yes.
You can't enjoy it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I hate that. You're right. All right, Steve, would you rather have a mosquito bite on your butt, okay, or would you rather have a mosquito bite on the bottom of your foot?
Well, it's hard to get to either one. But,
but on your booty, though? On your booty?
Mosquito bite? Scratch it.
I'll take it on the bottom of my foot and just get up and walk it off.
Really?
That's a rough one.
It's hard to scratch.
That's
your
a
bottom
rough one. I've had that before. That's
I ain't gonna scratch
right
it
there.
Though. I know how to play that stuff off. I'm from the country. I don't have stuff. I just like play
what?
It off.
Like how would you?
How
play
do you
it
play
off?
It? Yeah.
No, it's a mosquito bite. Can't itch it right now. I'm at work. But
oh,
see,
so
I be busy all the
matter?
Time,
you're
so it's easy for
matter?
Me to ignore a lot of stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're
so that mosquito bite ain't gonna eat my life up. Like I sunburned my arms playing golf in the Bahamas. Because I forgot that one day to put my suntan lotion on my arms.
Sunscreen.
And man, these bad boys is itching me. Oh, God. I'm
really?
Going to look like a snake in a couple days.
You peel and you're going to flake up. Dry.
Oh, I'd be glad when it go on and get started. So we can get it over with. But once That's it not- starts, I speed the process up. I take a hairbrush and I brush my arms.
Yeah, you can put some aloe vera on it too.
Uh-huh. I missed that part of it. I got sunburned one time really bad, and I bought real aloe vera and sliced it and put it on there.
Yeah.
And that stopped it from ever peeling in anything.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That real aloe vera is the truth. Mm-hmm. I waited too late for that.
Okay.
Aww.
We've learned so much today.
Yes, we have. All right. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, it's our last break of the day. And we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. We got to give our condolences out to renowned jazz pianist Ramsey Lewis out of Chicago. His music entertained fans for more than 60 years. He passed away in his sleep at his Chicago home. Mr. Ramsey Lewis was 87 years old. He approached
87?
87 yes. years old, and he still
Man,
looked great.
Do you know the
yeah.
first time I just met him a few years ago for the first time, I was eating at a restaurant in Chicago for lunch, me and Marjorie, and I saw him, and I walked up to him, and I said, Ramsey Lewis. He said, Steve Harvey. Which messed me up.
Cool.
And
yes.
I said, hey, man, can I hug you, man?
Aww.
He said, man, I want you to.
Aww.
And we hugged, and I just thanked him for his music, man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
his
yes,
sir.
Music got me through flunking out of college. I didn't want to say got me through college because nothing could have got me through college.
no song.
Nothing. Not, prayer didn't get me through college. So I know good and well the music wasn't. But man, I talked to him about Earth, Wind, and Fire. I talked to him about the Sun Goddess album. I talked to him about musicians, man. And his the woman he was with was so grateful. Wow, thank you so much, Steve. You made his day. Nah, man, I know who he is.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Condolences go out to the Ramsey Lewis family, man. What a great contribution to music this brother made, man.
Yes, he did. Yes,
what a great contribution. This was a bad, bad boy, man. Mm-hmm. And to young people, you should download the Sun Goddess.
Yes.
You got to see what this dude really did. Young people out there who don't know who Ramsey Lewis is, download Sun Goddess and sit down. And go sit down somewhere.
What a beautiful song.
Get some of his albums and download it. It's timeless.
Yeah.
His contemporary jazz sound is timeless.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
He said, Steve, life is a solo. I just know that when I put my hands on the piano, it's going to flow.
And
it
does.
It
did.
It does.
Yes, sir. Woo,
from that
day
to this. Yes. Yes.
That is my album. Everything. One of my favorites.
Yeah. He's worked with people like Aretha Franklin, Tony Bennett, Al Jarreau, of course, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Mm-hmm. And like you say, our deepest condolences to the Lewis family. Also,
unbelievable, man.
Yeah. True Chicago legend. Yeah. Well, legend. But Chicago native.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, man, if you knew stuff that he was responsible for, I mean, man, he would play stuff like Hang On Snoopy.
Wade in the Water, The In Crowd.
Snoopy, Hang On. Uptight, Everything Is All Right, Sun Goddess, Wade in the Water. Oh, Happy Day.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I mean, this
sir.
Dude would do the versions of it that was so, so cool, man.
Yeah. He was such a talent.
My mother loved Ramsey Lewis. Innovative. You know, growing up in Chicago, whoosh, whoo, Ramsey Lewis. Yeah, he had a radio show too.
He was greatness.
There we go. Yes, I got it. Yes, sir.
Woo,
man! You don't know the times we had with that on. Oh, man.
Oh yeah, I remember. Oh.
I love it.
Man, let me tell you something, man. We would pull our cars up at the park in college, and everybody would tune in to the same station and open their car doors.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's all we had back then. I'm pretty young. Yeah. Why don't y'all have y'all boom box? Wasn't no damn boom box. Why don't you have your Bluetooth speaker? Excuse me.
We made it work, though. We made it work. Yes.
Open all your car doors. Everybody get on the same radio station and cut it up.
That was our Bluetooth system.
Nice.
Yep. His music lives on. We will miss Ramsey Lewis. Also, Steve, condolences going out to the family of singer Jesse Powell. Jesse just turned 51 on Monday. He passed away on Tuesday. His sisters, Trina and Tamara, made the announcement on social media. His song, For You, Jesse Powell's song,
just
For You, was...
You.
Yeah, You, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. What was the wedding song? It was the wedding song of the 90s. No one got married in the 90s.
Anybody got married in the late 90s, 2000, that was their song. You.
Wow.
That
absolutely.
Was a beautiful song. He had a beautiful voice. Wow.
That was it. Ooh, that was a singing family right there. Jesse Powell had an incredible voice. Yes, he will be missed as well. Ooh. Mm-hmm. I know.
You know, I think, you know, I mean, look, death is a part of life, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
But it doesn't change the difficulty of it.
Yeah. The grief, the pain.
The timing of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of it. The part about death. Is we all know it's coming, it's inevitable, but the timing is never right. I ain't ever seen it hit at the right time. Because even if you know somebody is ill, the news of their demise is crazy. We always hold out the hope and the faith that they'll be all right, even if you know they're sick. So the timing of the death always comes with a measure of pain, and it's an undescribable pain. So all we can do is live the best life we can to prepare for the day that is our turn.
Right.
And man, that's not a pleasant thought, I don't think. So, but we all gonna get there. Hey, listen, that's the show for today. Listen, everybody, talk to God. I'm pretty sure he would love to. All right, y'all stay in peace. We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.